In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome everybody. Today we will continue our show of approaches and we will discuss a new subject about the starting points in preaching. What are the main points we can start talking to non-believers and to open the discussion to get them into the message of salvation. You know, there are many important points that we can start our communication with any non-believer. We can start by the creation, by the problem of sin. We can talk about love. We can discuss the morals. We can open the subject of suffering. And we also can start speaking about the afterlife. All these subjects can be the starting point in preaching. Today we will discuss the starting point of creation. You know, it may happen that you sit beside a non-believer in a train or traveling anywhere and he just comment on the beauty of the nature around. Wow, this is beautiful. You can answer him back telling him that I don't believe that this nature can come haphazardly without a designer, without a creator. And by doing this, you just open the story of creation and creator. There should be a designer. All scientists, artists, and whoever think properly in the creation, usually they end saying there should be a designer. And also they say that this designer is really beautiful, is immortal, is full of love, is a great creator and unlimited one. So from the creation, the beauty of the nature, you can trace the subject of the creator, God the Almighty. And also by starting this story, you can tell him, should this creator speak to humanity? Because human beings are only ones who can speak back to him, who can understand the beauty of the nature, who can think properly what's behind this creation. So he should speak out to the human beings. And you can tell the guy, the non-believer, that God spoke to man through his conscience long before any book written. Also, God spoke through the nature, the beauty of the nature around. And also you can say that God is speaking always in the Bible. You believe so, and you can tell the non-believer, I believe he is speaking to me inside my heart. He is speaking in the events and nature around, and also I believe that he speaks to me in the Bible. Also, by saying that there is a designer, there is a creator, you may say that he should show his love, because this creator should communicate with his creation and show his love. So the story of love, God is love, you can start by saying that this creation points at the love of God. Also, he should show his power, his wisdom, and we can see all this through looking at creation. You know, it was written in Romans chapter 1 that those who did not believe in God, though they did not receive any prophecies or prophets, they had no excuse. Because by seeing the nature and creation, they should believe in the Almighty God. Also, you can just go to the cross, to the love of the cross, and to the love of the eternity, and you can speak out the whole story of salvation as we believe in. You know, usually in preaching, we start with the creation or the beauty of the nature and then take the lead to go into the Bible and to deliver the message of creation. You know, you can start also this kind of discussion with any kind of birds, of animals, of even buildings and whatever man created. You can say to the guy that if man could create a good idea, a new idea, I think he is himself man, is a creator, a creation, and there should be a creator before him who designed this man to create many things after. And also you can say that man is an image of God because God is the main creator and he gave man the power to create after him. That's why we can speak to the Lord and he speaks back to us, and as being creation we communicate with the creator to find out the secret of life and his plan for us to live an eternal life. And you know, before the Old Testament and the New Testament, the book of nature was the only available book speaking about God. Until this moment, any man live on earth can see the beauty, power, patience, love of God through the creation, through the nature. So we do not, you know, believe in nature as divine nature, nature made by God, and many people believe in nature as a real God. Actually, nature is made, but who made nature is the real God, the real designer and the real creator. And also the taste of beauty points at the beauty of God himself, because when you look at any painting you can say, wow, it's really beautiful. And if you did not know the one who painted this one, you can tell that this art, this man who designed this painting is really a good one, is a beautiful man, because he could create such a beauty in this painting. By saying so, you can also point at God and looking at heaven and the stars, at the sea, and any of the creation, saying, glory to God who created everyone and created this beauty. Also, by this subject of creation, we can go into the subject of man is different from other creations. You know, we meet many people who believe in evolution, and they believe that man is just a production of successive steps of evolution from the cell coming into plant and animal, and lastly by being a man. But we believe in the Bible and we believe in the revelation of God that man is an image of God, and he was created differently from other creations. And so with the subject of creation, you can speak about evolution versus creation, and you try to convince the non-believer that we are not just the outcome of evolution, but actually this evolution is kind of theory and nobody can prove it, but we can prove easily that we are far different from any other kind of creation. At least we can communicate with the Creator, we can think of an eternal life, we can go deeply thinking of beauty of everything, we can think of freedom. And no animal or plant can speak to God or can understand the beauty of nature or discuss any of these ideas. You know, even our Lord Jesus Christ spoke many times about the nature. He was saying, look at the birds, look at the flowers. So he was pushing us to think of the beauty of nature, to touch the beauty of God, and to touch the hand of the Creator. So this subject of creation could be one of the commonest starting point in preaching non-believer. Just try to experience this way of starting preaching to non-believer by creation. Glory to God. Amen.